Hello, I'm Mona Shanae, and you're listening to West Kent Radio. David Bowie was more than just a music legend. He was an innovator whose influence continues to inspire generations. On Saturday, the 25th of July, Sound and Vision, a tribute to David Bowie, comes to the Trinity Theater in Tunbridge Wells. I recently caught up with frontman Chris Burke to talk about recreating the magic of David Bowie's live performances, his enduring legacy, and what the audiences can expect from this show. And here's our chat.
Chris, how are you doing? Thank you so much for taking out your busy time to speak on your upcoming show featuring David Bowie.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for having me on the radio. It's fantastic.
Let's talk about David Bowie, because, you know, he wasn't just a musician. He was an artist, an actor, innovator, you know, cultural icon. When you step on stage, do you feel like you're portraying the man, the music, or something in between?
I think it's more about the music. It's about the magic of the music and the feel of a live performance. As a band, we've really tried to create the experience or the feeling, if you like, of going to a live Bowie concert. And we hope that's what people go home or take home with them. You know, that feeling, like, obviously they can't see Bowie live anymore. So we try to share that and keep his legacy going as best we can.
Your voice has been described as remarkably close to Bowie's. Was that something that you developed naturally over time, or did it take years for you studying his unique style and delivery?
Well, both in a way, because it was naturally, definitely. And it did, I suppose it grew over years. I think as I was growing up, I listened almost exclusively to Bowie, bought all his albums, hung on his every word. I think it's probably fair to say I was a bit obsessed. So,
Nothing wrong with that?
No, he definitely inspired me. He inspired me to be a vocalist. I joined my first band and started singing when I was 15 years old. Probably because I was always listening almost exclusively to Bowie, I based my vocal style on him. And maybe not directly, but certainly maybe a case of osmosis, you know. That's just how I thought that was the correct way to sing. I loved Bowie, didn't listen to much else. So when I sang, that's how I interpreted it. You know, if I had been a guitarist and I'd been into Eric Clapton, I'd have tried to play like Eric Clapton. So it came around that way. And when I was in the other bands singing, people used to say, oh, you sound just like David Bowie, no matter what I was singing. So I thought, okay, I was quite pleased with that, of course. So yeah,
that's how it came about. Your calling, definitely. Well, Bowie constantly reinvented himself from Ziggy Stardust to the White Duke and beyond. Which version of David Bowie is most challenging or rewarding to you?
Well, as a band, we tend to play mostly 70s and 80s Bowie, which is arguably Bowie's payday, is Purple Patch. And I think that's where most of his big hits come from, where people are most familiar with his work. I know, of course, there are fans out there that will know his work from Space Oddity right through to Black Star, and that's awesome. I include myself amongst those. But of course, we also want to bring new people to Bowie's music as well. And I think the big hits are a great way to do that. And anyway, what could be better than an evening of Bowie classics? That's why I see it.
I totally agree. And, you know, Bowie's greatest strength was making people feel, you know, accepted and being different. Do you think that that's one of the reasons why his music still connects so strongly with the audiences today?
Well, yeah. I think that people feeling indifferent and being drawn to him, I think, yeah, the world is a very different place today, as you say, and fluid gender expression is much more common among young people. And I think Bowie was and still is a liberating role model for many, especially those who feel a bit isolated. He used to class himself as an outsider. And I think people are drawn to that then and now too. So yeah, very much.
He was very famous for taking risks that other artists wouldn't even dare to do. Do you think he'd be experimenting with AI and virtual reality and something entirely different?
I think that's a great question. Real brain teaser. I think AI would have fascinated him, probably. I know he loved new things and new tech, and he embraced the internet, for instance, when that first came out and launched BowieNet. I think he would have used AI, but knowing Bowie, in some unconventional way, maybe like he used to do, you know, with his cut-up lyrics technique. So that's what I think he might have done.
Well, it's covering songs. What about costumes? And I'm asking you this personally. What's your favorite costume? What's your favorite song when it comes down to Bowie?
It really is hard to nail one song down. If I look at it from an audience perspective, I mean, there are obviously emotional songs like Life on Mars that can certainly move people. But there was a song that surprised me really on its emotional level. It's a fantastic song, but people love it. And it's Absolute Beginners. We do Absolute Beginners, and the audience are so appreciative of that song. I mean, they love all of them, but for some reason that one surprised me, because you'd think, yeah, they like it, but it's not necessarily one of the huge hits, but people really identify with that song, possibly just because it's such a beautifully well-written song. It's got a wonderful chord progression in it. But so, you know, that was a kind of surprise. But on a personal level, it can change, you know, show to show. I just love all his work. I was a bit obsessed and probably still am.
So is it your closet that encompasses all of these outfits, or is it, do you pretty much reinvent your own?
Yeah, I don't wear exact outfits that Bowie did. We do more of a traditional tribute. We get the sound, the important to us was to get the sound right. And we do put on a very energetic, high energy show. But the costumes are more of a nod to Bowie. You know, they're different, they're colourful, they're bright. And we hope that people have a fantastic experience when they see us. But we don't go out and do a carbon copy. For me, that wouldn't really work. I just want to share his music.
Thinking about the show, if people are closing their eyes, and they're listening to your performance, what would you say from your experience of the emotions that you get back is the song that most people react to?
That's a great one. I think probably most people react to a particular song probably would be Rebel Rebel. I'm sorry, I have to think about really going to think about that because it does vary from night to night. But one consistent song is Rebel Rebel. The audience really get behind that and they sing along and it can get really quite loud, which is fantastic. And particularly in the chorus.
I know that it takes a band to actually make the whole show, of course. How much rehearsal goes into all of this?
Yeah, a lot. I'm lucky. I work with 6 other bandmates who are absolutely fantastic musicians. Originally, we spent a year in rehearsals perfecting the sound of every single song because we wanted it to be right and as close to the original as possible. And it was a long process, but a true labor of love, if you like. And we have such joy during the performance. And we hope that comes, you know, across in the show. People have often come up afterwards and said, you know, they can see that we're enjoying it on stage and that comes across. So it is a labor of love, a lot of work, but well worth it.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm looking forward to it because I was introduced as a child by my mother to David Bowie.
Wonderful.
She says, this is an artist that you have to know for the rest of your life.
That's brilliant.
And indeed I have.
Woman of taste, obviously.
Yes, a woman of taste. As someone where, you know, has never, ever listened to David Bowie before and they're coming along for the first time out of curiosity, what would you like for them to leave? What type of thing would you like them to say at the end of the night?
I hope they would leave saying that they're going to go home and check out Bowie's back catalogue. And I hope they would leave with memories of a great night out discovering Bowie's music. There's also, of course, like I mentioned, the amazing lighting. It's a dynamic, high-energy performance. So even if you're not a Bowie fan, it's still a great night out anyway.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining me. It's been a pleasure just reenacting and anticipating your show, which I'm actually looking very much forward to attending.
Oh, that's brilliant. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My many thanks goes out to Chris Burke for joining me. Sound and Vision, a tribute to David Bowie, is at the Trinity Theater in Tunbridge Wells on the Saturday, the 25th of July. If you love David Bowie, just like I do and many others, or simply enjoy a fantastic live show, you don't want to miss this. I'm Anna Shanae, and thanks for listening to West Kent Radio.